prior to the rebellion against the authority of Rome, the authority of the church. Prior to that, the machinations and executions of war were limited to very focused and very, what's the word, needed. What am I trying to say here? You didn't have the carnage that you have today. You didn't have entire foundries that existed to do nothing but build the king's armor and then the king's swords and then the implements of death. You didn't have factories that existed to crank out trebuchets, for example, at a rate so that trebuchet, yes, sir, we must have a trebuchet dynamics. We are low in the stockpile of the money and the employees. We need for King Louis to make the war so that we may make more of the trebuchets. There was no trebuchet industry. You made them because you had to have them. The Goths were coming, or the Moors were coming, or the Germans were coming, or the Redcoats were coming, or whoever were barbarians were coming, the Swiss were coming, whoever was coming, or maybe you were going. But the point is, war was existential, and it wasn't fought as often as we think. Yeah, well, how come there was a 40-year-long war? Well, was the 40-year-long war an actual war, like World War I? Were there millions of men slaughtered and cut down, like they were like Germans and French and Americans and the English were shooting at the carcasses of cows? No, nothing of the sort. There's nothing like it. There are very specific, ghastly episodes, epochs. Like, for example, one of the battles to take the Holy Land back. These are rare instances. Like, if you wanted to get into the carnage of what happened at the Battle of Lepanto, the Battle of Lepanto was necessary. If the Holy Fleet doesn't sail out into the Mediterranean and stop Mustafa Pasha and the Ottoman Empire's navy from landing in Italy, then there's a very good chance, in all likelihood, that that army of Mohammedans marches all the way to the Vatican, grabs Pope Pius V, cuts his head off, puts it on a pike, rips the crucifixes down from St. Peter's Basilica, and makes the Vatican a mosque. And then all of us are now probably speaking Farsi, or this conversation never occurs.